Hi, Lit, I am Lenus, and this is a new podcast. And in this podcast, we're going to talk about our website. Is it necessary to have a website for our business? We need to have a website? Actually, I'm going to talk about specific scenarios or specific cases on which we're going to see if it's really something necessary to build or to have. The first one I want to talk about is if we are a writer. As a writer, and this is just an example, but it applies to other people in other professions, so just pay attention. As a writer, you can use Wattpad to write for free any of your stories. If you write stories about fiction. If you write about fiction, then Wattpad is your platform, and you can use it for free, and even you can monetize that. They have an option to monetize that. Then if you want to write about general topics, maybe nonfiction, maybe Medium is the platform for you. Actually, that's what I use. And let me clarify this. I had a website by my own. I created my own website. I developed my own website. And I wrote like 600 articles. But the problem with the website is that it didn't give me enough money by itself to sustain that website because it was a huge website. I got a lot of people getting in and the AdSense just was not good enough. And actually, what I experienced is that AdSense just damaged the whole experience of a reader. So I just didn't want to damage the experience of a user. So I decided just to delete that website, to start using Medium, which by the way is completely free, and you can start monetizing by the people who wants to read your articles. And let me explain, because that's pay-per-view. And how Medium works is that, sure, you can read for free four of my articles, but the next articles that you want to read, let it be mine or from other author, then you will have to pay to Medium, and Medium will pay me for each reader that I get. So that's a great way to monetize. And the reason why it's great is because it protects the user experience. Because when you get into Medium and you want to read one of my articles, you are not going to see ads at all. You're just not going to see ads. You're just going to see a very clean and beautiful design for you to read an article. And that's just great. It's a great experience. It's a great service. It's a great product. So as a writer, I have gave you two examples of what you can do for free and without the need of a website. And that's something that you can do. Actually, you can use Inbound even for those platforms, even those platforms that are no CEO friendly, yet SEO friendly, those platforms can be used for inbound, which means that you can address or get a lot of followers through those platforms and then use those followers just to sell a product, to sell a book, to sell something related, right? And you can use that as inbound. So inbound is not just limited to a website, traditional website. You can use inbound for Wattpad, for Medium, and you can even use it for social media. I'm going to talk more about inbound in the future in the next podcast, but here I just want you to have this mindset, which is you may not need a website. If you're a writer, you can use Wattpad, which is completely free. You can use Medium, or you can use social media. For example, I have read great writers that send simple messages in Twitter, or even they can use Instagram, the carousel option of posts, the carousel option of collection of images. And on each image, they tell a story, or they tell a whole story using 10 images for the carousel, which 10 is the maximum capacity for images within a carousel for Instagram. So I have read writers who even use Instagram, which is a photo-based social media or video-based social media, to tell their story through images. And that's just because they have a great creativity. So you have to use of your own creativity. And don't think that by having a website, it will be solved. I know some nutritionists that write great articles about nutrition, great articles about nutrition, and they have their own website. But the problem is that they have their own website. The problem with having a own website is that this people, there are no developers, and they don't have a team that keep updating the website or improving the website. So the website of theirs is horrible. It's very old. You can see it's old. Even it doesn't work on any device. It doesn't work on your cell phone. So you can see that this doesn't work because there are no developers. They don't know about WordPress management or something like that. So they just create the content but don't know how to improve the whole website. And that's a huge problem, which will not happen, for example, with Wattpad or Medium, because Wattpad and Medium is its own company. And whatever change there is, maybe there's a new cell phone, maybe there's a new iPad with a different screen, well, they're going to work their website so it's responsive for each one of those devices. And you just don't need to care about that. You just need to keep pushing your content. So if you're a writer, just to give an example of a professional, just search for those platforms that you can use and don't create your own website because that's going to be very painful. It's going to be a pain in your ass. Actually, if you have a WordPress website, you need to update the plugins. And sometimes when you don't update the plugins at the right time, those going to become a problem, a huge problem. Sometimes it is a huge problem, so huge that not even your website will be available. It will just show a line of code of error, and you just don't want that. So there's it doesn't make any sense to buy a website when you are by your own. It doesn't make any sense at all. You can use all these platforms that they already do a great job and you just can focus on your own thing. Let's see the example of a photographer. In the same way, a photographer can use Instagram. Actually, I have seen some photographers that use Instagram, have a great following, and they use the platform of Selfie to sell their actions, to sell their filters, to sell their products. And yet, they also have a website, but their website is horrible to start. I have seen a lot of websites from photographers, and those are awful. It is much better, much cleaner when you go to their Instagram account and just see their photos. So as a catalog or as a portfolio, Instagram works even better than those shitty websites that they have. And it's not like that website is producing them any money. They actually, the platform that is really producing them money is Selfie, or you can use any other. Selfie is not free. You have to pay, besides the commission, you have to pay to Selfie. But there are other platforms that only that are free, and you can sell goods through there and just pay the commission. So here the idea is that you might still not need a store. And let's say that, yeah, you have a huge following. You want to create more products, more and more products, and start a business because you are being very, very famous and successful, and you're getting, well, a lot of sales, so you are very profitable as a business. Then you can start a website like with Squarespace or Shopify or Wix or any of those, and have your website and your store there, because you're going to create a business, which means that you're going to hire someone to dedicate their time into your store. So in that case, it does make sense. In other cases, it doesn't. For example, let me tell you that there is a platform called LiveStock where you can sell your photos. There is a platform called Adobe Stock where you can sell your photos. There is a platform called Display where you can sell posters, high quality posters, premium posters, and get money from that. And you can go to this other platform, which is Redbubble, to set merch. And those are just examples. Actually, you can search in Google some merch stores or something like that, and you will find a lot of them where you can sell your stuff. And you may be wondering, how much will it cost you to be in one of those platforms? And let me tell you that the cost is zero. Completely, well, nothing. You don't have to pay them nothing except the commission. So when you win, they win. So they want you to win. And that's beautiful because it's a great relationship, actually. Therefore, the idea with all of this is that you don't need a website. You can use a lot of platforms. There's a lot of ways to make some money. having a website, a very huge website with great structure like Squarespace or Shopify or any of the others, is just that you have a really grown-up business and therefore you want to take more space and do more things, and so you can have more people to help you to build that business. In that sense, that makes sense. But if you are just by your own, having a website may not be the smartest thing. Let's see the next one. This is the last one as a profession. You may be a designer, and if you're a designer, you already know what's Dribbble and what's Behance. Let's start with Dribbble. With Dribbble or Dribbble, I don't remember how it's pronounced. Let's say Dribbble. With Dribbble, you need an invitation to get in, but when you get in, you will find a lot of other designers, creative people, where you can share with them and create your portfolio. And so all of them, a lot of other creators are going to know you. So it's a great community by itself. It's even better than to having your own independent website that nobody knows and nobody might even get to know or search about or find in the web. So it's better to have Dribbble. Therefore, with that same thinking, it's also better to have Behance. It's starting because yet it's not exclusive, but which means that you can create a catalog, you can create a portfolio within Behance for free. You don't need an invitation or nothing like that. And what's great about Behance is that it was bought by Adobe, so you can connect all Adobe products with Behance and create your portfolio, a very beautiful portfolio. And there's some micro niches here, micro industry here, and you can find in Google or searching Google or searching YouTube, some people, some designers that teach you how to create the perfect portfolio on Behance. Because it is better, it's even better to have a portfolio in Behance than to having a portfolio in your own independent website. Because nobody's going to get into that website, but Behance is a whole different social network. And as a network, it will boost you up and it will be better for you than if you get your own website. And those have been some examples for you. The main idea with all of them is that you might not need a website. There are a lot of alternatives, there are a lot of platforms that you can take advantage of, that you can create your own shop or thing or catalog of or portfolio in them. So you don't need necessarily a shop, or you don't need necessarily a website as we traditionally know. And that's the whole idea with this podcast, actually. Now I'm going to talk about shop. About having a shop, because this is something very, very important, and I want to tell a couple of things about that. But I want to close the last idea by saying that maybe all you need is just using Instagram, or maybe all you just need is use TikTok. Maybe all you just need to do is to use social media, which by themselves has a great opportunity to link and to defer the people that follow you into different other platforms where you can monetize that. And none of them implies you having a website. So that's an idea I'm leaving you here. Now, let's talk about having a shop. I have tried everything. And with a shop, the traditional path is that you buy a domain, then you buy a hosting. For example, GoDaddy, I use iPage, there are others like HostGator and so on. You can, after you have your hosting, then you get a CMS that can be WordPress. If you get WordPress, then you will have to buy, or not to buy, but to get or install a plugin like WooCommerce to start your shop. As you can see, those are a lot of steps, and those can get really messy. For example, let's say that you will have a problem with your shop. Then who are you going to contact? You cannot contact WordPress because, for starters, most people use the free version of WordPress, the free version of WooCommerce. And let's have you have a problem with WordPress. Then you cannot contact WordPress because it is also free. You have a problem with your hosting. Then you can call your host provider and they will solve the problem, but they will not solve the problem from the WordPress or from the WooCommerce. So here you have a really huge problem, actually, a problem that I had experience where I spent weeks just trying to find a solution, or just trying to find how to solve a coding problem in the website when I wanted to do all the things, like to create the content or to create the products or the services. But instead, I waste a lot of time just solving a simple code line problem. And sometimes this just happens because you don't update the right plugins, or maybe you update those plugins, but those plugins have a problem with themselves, and so your website and shop goes down. So there are a lot of problems with this. That's why I'm telling you, if you don't have a team that can work on that, then don't get into this messy place of having a WordPress site. It's just not worth it. It's better to have a website with Shopify, to have a website with Wix or Squarespace or any of those that can provide you the shop. Not only the shop, but also the website, not only the website, but also the hosting plan and also the domain. They have all included. In a way, by having everything under that same roof, you just can contact Shopify, the support team, and tell them, I have a problem with my domain, or I have a problem with my hosting, I have a problem with my website, I have a problem with the design, I have a problem with the payment process, I have a problem with the shop, with the shipping process. And they can solve it. They can help you. And sure, you may say, yeah, but those are a little more expensive. But I have explained already why it's worth it, even if it's that expensive. And let me tell you, if you think that that's expensive, it's because your business model is very shitty. And if your business model is very shitty, you just need to go to Instagram and test your model, your business. So you will be able to know if people are really willing to pay for your products or services. Yes, use Instagram for that. You don't need to get a website just to test a theory or to test your business or to test the market. You can use Instagram or any of the social media for that matter. And that's the whole idea with this. You don't need a website. You don't need a shop. Maybe all you need is to start using social media. Or maybe if you want to go a step further, then get these other platforms like Shopify or Squarespace or Wix and so on. Maybe that's what you need to try. Instead of getting a whole BPS, which is what I did, I got a whole BPS because I had a lot of people coming, but the monetization was terrible. And so I was not able to sustain that model. That's why I decided to change everything. That's why my website, you go to my website, and what I'm using my website now, I'm only paying like $2 or $3 per month for that, which is about having my domain and making a lot of redirects to get a lot of followers through WhatsApp, to get a lot of followers through Discord, and to get a huge database for that matter. And what I'm planning for is that in the next year or 2 years, I'm going to publish my shop, a very well-structured shop where I'm going to publish all my products, services, and so on. And you may be asking, why are you going to just wait for 2 years? I'm going to wait for three reasons. The first reason is because I'm building my database, my leads base. And the reason why I'm doing that is because, actually, you can search this in a lot of books, why they explain that you need 1,000 followers. You just need 1,000 followers to be successful in the business. And the reason why you need to do that is because having these, for example, 1,000 base leads or followers means that by whatever you do, let's say you publish a course or you publish a book or you publish a product, then you will know that those 1,000 people who are followers, they are just not leads, they are followers, which means that they are very interested in what you do, then most of them will buy that product or that service. And that's how you build your business. And that's why it's more important for you to use Instagram or any social media to start building that database. That's more important than having a website. Yet I have my own website because I use the links, the redirection links, for a lot of things, to redirect to Udemy, to redirect to Skillshare, because I have courses in those places, or to redirect to WhatsApp, so people can text me directly or through Red Direct Link to Discord or any other platform. And that's why I decided to keep my website, keep my domain, so I can use it that way, and also I can see the whole statistics and how I'm using that. Well, that was the first reason, just to have a huge database before I developed the web, the store. The second reason is just to have a base of content. Every day I'm producing new content, like new books, like new courses, new audiobooks, and so on, so on, so on. And I'm building a base of content that I will start publishing by the time that I publish my store and start selling them. So I have a good base of content. That's why also I'm doing. The third reason is because I'm also creating a financial base. A financial base is just so when I publish the store, I have a financial base for the marketing side of it, for also paying every part of the model, every part of the structure, for paying for Shopify, for paying for Vimeo, for paying all the subscription that I need for my business to work. So I'm also working so I can get that base. And not just that, but also to improve all the tools that I use, to improve my iMac, or to buy a new iMac, to buy a new camera, to buy a new microphone, to buy new lights, to buy a new acoustic foam, and so on and so on. So that's the third reason. And I want you to have this same perspective on analyzing what do you have, what do you need, what's your vision, what's your purpose, and then you will know if what you need is a website. Because let me tell you, I'm pretty sure that the lot of things you need now is a website. Maybe it's enough to use the platforms that already exist, or maybe you don't need a WordPress website per se, but maybe you need a Shopify website, which is going to be better for you if you are just by your own. If you have a huge company, or if you are growing fast, then it makes sense to have a WordPress, WooCommerce, and all that shit. Although, let me tell you something that we need to think about, which is that if you go to Shopify and you go down bottom on the website, you will see that there will be some great, huge companies that they use Shopify. And that should make you think about that, because if those great companies, huge companies, are using Shopify for their own stores, why shouldn't you? And just an idea so you can think. So here is the whole idea. Maybe you don't need a website. Maybe you can use just social media. Actually, social media have within some shop option. So maybe what you need is just to be smart about the solutions that you already have, structure them well, and go on. That's what the whole idea with this podcast, just to make you think about that maybe there are already solutions which are not a website, to provide your income and to boost your business or to boost your brand or to boost whatever you want. The next thing I want to tell you is that this podcast was sponsored by Ulysses, which Ulysses is a writing app, the writing app that I use to write my articles in Medium, the Ulysses app that I use to write some of the stuff I brought on Wattpad, even on Wattpad, although it has been a while since I brought something on Wattpad, but yet I use Ulysses for everything. I even use Ulysses to write my books. And I don't care if Ulysses sponsor me or not. I love Ulysses, or I will forever be using Ulysses. So what I do recommend you is just get the Ulysses. Go to linus.me/Ulysses. Test it out. It's available for all Apple devices. So just enjoy it. Start writing by your own. The next thing is that I recommend you to subscribe through linus.me/en WhatsApp, because through that link, through WhatsApp, you can get notified not only about the podcast, but also about videos, about articles, and many other things that I'm sharing through WhatsApp. And it's not just that. I also have another platform, which is Discord. I'm creating a great community in Discord. It's brand new. It's fresh new. And you can just go to Discord, and there you will be able to find a lot of sections. For example, you can learn a lot of new languages. You can learn about new series recommendations that I give you, movie recommendations, music recommendations, and also the main topics, which is spiritual growth, business development, and holistic health, which are obviously really, really trending topics. And so you just have to go to linus.me/en/discord, sign in, and start enjoying about the community that I started in Discord. And there I will be also publishing everything. And what we are going to see in the next episode is about inbound marketing, which is going to be very interesting. I already mentioned a little bit about inbound marketing and how you can use it outside of the website context. And that's why we're going to go to, that's what we are going to see in the next podcast. So don't forget to stay healthy, to keep learning, and see you in the next podcast. Cheers.